It's an honor, really, to bring this the next voice to the program, sports broadcasting royalty in terms of his lineage, his family. He's absolutely outstanding. The voice of NHL on TNT. Man, he's been calling two series. He called Lightning Panthers on TV. Then he slides back into radio locally in New York because he's the voice of the New York Rangers. It's the great Kenny Albert, at Kenny Albert, joining us here on the program. How are you, Kenny? How's the voice still holding strong despite the workload?
Yeah, I'm great, Gareth. How are you? It's holding strong. I'm in a beautiful 80-degree afternoon here in North Carolina, getting ready for Game 5 tonight. So couldn't be better.
Awesome. You do such a great job, Kenny. I'm not just sucking up to you. I read somewhere just before we came on air that you're writing a memoir right now about your stories. How's that coming along?
It's coming along well. I'm probably about a third of the way through, and I appreciate the kind words. I just felt like I have a lot of stories and anecdotes through 32 years now of broadcasting and traveling and, some crazy stories related to travel and specific sporting events and color analysts I've worked with. So I've always wanted to put it to paper, and my family during the pandemic was really pushing me to get a head start on it. So it's coming along. It's due in September, and then it'll be published about a year after that. So I've enjoyed the time that I've spent working on it so far, and can't wait to get it wrapped up.
Very, very cool. Good on you, because I've been broadcasting for so long now and have called some massive games. You know, not to your level, Kenny, but like I can't remember a thing. Honestly, my mind immediately goes to the next game or the next task or the next commitment, right? It takes work, kind of capturing, bringing all these great experiences and moments that you have to life.
Well, I think I have a pretty good memory. I have had to look some things up as far as dates and when certain games actually took place. But I feel like when I get started, I kind of get on a roll. I had a few long plane trips recently where I took out the laptop and wound up writing for a couple of hours. So it seems like a daunting task when you have to put that many words and chapters together. But once I get on a roll, I have an outline with about 15 different subjects or chapter headings. So once I get started, it seems to flow pretty well.
Nice, nice. It's like a puzzle. Once you get a couple pieces, it all starts coming together.
Exactly.
Okay, so who's going to be the first team to win a home game here in this series? Carolina -155 favorite tonight, and rightfully so. They haven't lost a game at home over the course of the playoffs thus far. They haven't won a game away from home either. Why is there such a decided advantage here for the home team when it comes to the Carolina Hurricanes?
Right. It's a great question. It's fascinating when you watch how the playoffs have developed with Carolina winning all four home games against Boston and losing the three home games. And the pattern has continued in this series against the Rangers. The way I look at it, the Rangers have pretty much outplayed the Hurricanes in three of the four games in this series. The Rangers dominated the first two periods in game one. Probably could have had a 3-0 lead, but Ronta was outstanding in that game, and Carolina winds up tying it late and then winning in overtime 2-1. The Hurricanes really tightened things up and shut down the Rangers in game two, and then it was a bit of a different style in games three and four, a little more wide open, and Igor Shesterkin's been unbelievable. He's only allowed 5 goals in the series, 1 in each of the last 3 games. So we'll see what happens tonight. I was over at the arena this morning, and both coaches spoke with the media, both confident about their groups. So we'll see which way it goes. But so far, it's been a home team series, as was the case for the Canes in the first round. But I'm a lot closer to the Rangers than I am to the Hurricanes, given that I worked their radio throughout the season, and I didn't work all the games in the Pittsburgh series, and worked 3 out of the 4 in this series so far. But They're playing with confidence. They have a great goaltender. They've shown the ability to come back so often this season. They have 29 comeback wins during the regular season, and then against the Penguins, they're down in the series 3-1. They're down in the last 3 games, 2-0, 2-0, and 3-2. So they have shown the resiliency to be able to come back. And Gerard Gallant, their head coach, is sort of an old-school guy, and the team has fed off that. We've seen some physicality, but not a lot of dumb penalties. And they've been able to score a couple of big power play goals in this series, and they've held the Hurricanes off the score sheet on the power play. So, again, we'll see what happens tonight. The opening faceoff is about 4.5 hours away. It should be a good one.
Kenny Albert joining us here on TSN Radio at Kenny Albert. I am Gareth Wheeler. You have that unique position of being inside these buildings. Like, it's one thing watching on TV and trying to decipher whether there is a home ice, home field advantage. You're there. You're in the moment. And you call NFL games, MLB games, basketball games. Like, is there something different about the hockey atmosphere? Like, so far in the playoffs, the home team has a win percentage rate of 62.7. Like, that's a significant jump from the regular season where there's a lot of games, things can be flat at times. Like, is it about the environment? Is it about having the last change? What is it for you, Kenny, that makes the difference for the home team here?
You know, the last change is certainly part of it, and we've seen the matchup with the Zibanejad line and the Jordan Staal line, and that was what Rod Brind'Amour certainly seemed to want in the first two games, and Gallant was able to get away from that a bit in games 3 and 4, and it benefited the Rangers. You know, I think back to so many coaches through the years, and John Tortorella used to say this all the time when he was in New York, Alain Vigneault as well. You know, there didn't seem to be much of a home ice advantage in the playoffs until you got to game 7. There definitely seems to be one in game 7. As far as the series that I've worked this year, I think there's definitely something to it as far as feeding off the energy of the fans. A couple of the Carolina players were talking about it this morning. The Carolina building's been tremendous as far as the fans, the atmosphere. Madison Square Garden always is. Interesting, in the other series I worked this round, Tampa Bay, Florida. To me, the Florida crowd just seemed so quiet in those first two games. A little louder in the second game against Tampa Bay, but I was shocked at the lack of atmosphere in the building in the first game in Sunrise. Now, from what I'm told, they were a lot better in the first round when the Panthers played Washington. So, you know, maybe it was a case of the fan base taking a collective deep breath once they finally won a series for the first time in 26 years. But the first game in that Lightning-Panthers series, it kind of felt like game 62 of the regular season. Different case in Tampa. The building there was tremendous, the atmosphere. I would compare that building to what I've seen in Carolina over the first two games. Great atmosphere in both places.
Yeah, it's got to have some kind of factor. I mean, I think a lot, you know, we in this industry tend to look at things a lot more through an analytical lens as well now, and just line matching. And, you know, Jerry Gallant is making sure that he's keeping Kreider and Zibanejad away from Staal. Like, I just wonder, like, kind of, you know, if you're to do a pie chart, like, how much of the advantage would be the ability to line match versus the travel versus the atmosphere versus the other intangibles that, you know, kind of come into play here? Because it's been striking. Like, Carolina's averaging well over 3 goals a game away from home, or at home, but just 1.6 on their travels in the playoffs. Like, there's a significant jump in terms of the Hurricanes' performance at home versus how they fared away from home over the course of the playoffs thus far.
Right. No, you would think there's a definite advantage, especially with the way their crowd has been during their home games. They've been so intense and loud and really a big factor. But I think you also have to look at the two buildings where they played on the road, Boston and New York, two original six franchises, tremendous fan bases. So the home teams are certainly fed off the energy in both places.
So whoever survives and makes it through this series, I mean, you saw Tampa, we saw Tampa up here in Toronto. Who's the better matchup for them? Who do you think would have a better chance of advancing to the Stanley Cup final?
Boy, that's a good question. I think either way, it'll be a great series. I had the opportunity to call Tampa's last 5 games, and Vasilevskiy was incredible. Allowed only 4 goals combined in the 5 games. But earlier in the playoffs against the Leafs, over the first 5 games of that series, he was vulnerable. He gave up the 5 goals in the first game. You just have to give the Lightning so much credit. They have the heart of a champion, great head coach in John Cooper, getting it done without Braden Point in the last round. Hedman and McDonough and the entire defense corps were terrific, you know, whether it was Chernak blocking shots or Jan Ruda coming off an injury. He played well. Sergachev, you know, right on down the line. And up front, they went with 11-7 the entire Tampa series. So they basically played with 3 lines, and they would spot the other guys, Maroon and Belmar, and Corey Perry had a great series, and you look at the three guys they lost, with Goodrow, Coleman, and Gord being a major part of their championship team. Well, they replaced them with Corey Perry, Nick Paul, and Brandon Hagel. That's not too bad. So they're a tremendous team. I think it'll be a great matchup, whether it's the Rangers or the Lightning. And when you have a goalie like Shesterkin, you know, he might be able to match Vasilevsky save. So,
yeah.
And then with Carolina, you know, who knows if it'll be Ranta, if Anderson comes back. So I think either way it'll be terrific. And in the West, you know, right now we're looking at the Avalanche and Oilers having leads in their series. So if that's what it becomes, and I'll be working the Western Conference series on the TV side, you know, how great would it be to watch McKinnon and McDavid go up against each other for potentially seven games? But the Blues are a great story. You know, coming back last night, what a scene that was. And maybe they win game six at home and force a game seven. And don't count out Calgary either. So it should be a tremendous Final Four, no matter what the combination of teams winds up being.
No kidding. And that's why I just kind of feel like Shesterkin, like, the goaltending can be the X factor, the great equalizer. We've seen it so many times, Kenny. Just Shesterkin, there's no reason to believe. I just think that Kim v. Vasilevsky at that position, it's like a coin toss, right? Like two goaltenders that have just been on the top of their game this season. And that's with no disrespect
to
Ranta or Anderson.
The Rangers in front of him are so deep, both up front and defensively. So, again, if it is the Rangers and Lightning, I think it would be a tremendous series. And same thing if it's Carolina.
I got to ask you before I let you run. On the NHL and TNT desk, like Henrik Lundqvist, you posted a video of him playing guitar. Like, he's just a stud. Like, you've known this guy. You've called his games for ages when he was playing. You know, is he in the Derek Jeter, like, sphere of just absolute gems of a person? Like, I just look at this guy. Like, guys like him can just own a city. They can own a fan base. And it just seems like he's the guy, right?
And he did, as far as the hockey fan base in New York. He has owned it over the last close to a decade now. He came up in 05, 06, and he's such a gentleman. He's nice to everybody, whether it's the media, the fans. Obviously was an unbelievable goaltender. You know, never won the ultimate prize with the Rangers, but got to the Stanley Cup final, went to the conference final three times, did win an Olympic gold medal and a world championship, so he was able to rise to the occasion. I just think back to the stretch. 11 times in 12 years they made it to the playoffs between 06 and 2017. And in at least half of those seasons, they just made it by about a point or two or three or four. And he stole so many games for the Rangers during that time. So single-handedly, you know, won so many game sevens when they were a team without a lot of offensive firepower. So just a tremendous goaltender, great guy, and so happy to see the success he's having with both MSG Networks and TNT.
Yeah, it's great to see. The productions look great, Kenny. Keep up the great work. Look, you know, I have no rooting interest in the Western Conference, but for your sake, McKinnon, McDavid, bring it on. Fingers crossed, that'll be a lot of fun. But first, have fun with this series tonight, and good luck with the call tonight. Canes and Rangers, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you so much for doing this, Kenny.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy the rest of the playoffs, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon.
Thanks, pal. The great Kenny Albert joining us here on TSN Radio, at Kenny Albert. Of course, MSG Networks, Rangers and Knicks, NHL and TNT, Fox Sports. You hear him calling the NFL football games, Major League Baseball. He's an absolute just beast in the broadcasting world.